It's been almost 10 years since a Chicago honor roll student got caught in a brawl between groups of teenagers while on his way home from a Southside high school. Darian Albert was just 16 years old. His fatal beating with wooden railroad ties was captured on video and broadcast around the world. It led school officials under former Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley to launch a program called Safe Passage. They posted adult monitors around 35 schools to make it safer for students. Mayor Rahm Emanuel's administration expanded the program when it closed 50 schools, forcing kids to cross more gang boundaries. Now the city is expanding Safe Passage again, and a slew of new research suggests that's a good idea. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
On Chicago's west side, Mason Elementary School has already dismissed most of its students for the day. But Carolyn Dyson has another couple hours of work.
This is my post where I stand.
She's on a corner behind the building, down by the end of the parking lot.
I've been living in K-Town, North Lawndale area for 59 years. My whole life.
She's wearing a neon yellow vest and a lanyard around her neck, but no uniform, no equipment, except a cell phone that works like a two-way radio, so she can talk with Safe Passage workers on other sides of the school. Their job is to stand out there every school day for 2.5 hours in the morning.
If they running around like I tell them, okay, let's go. It's 8:05. Got to get in this school if you want breakfast.
And 2.5 hours in the afternoon.
Make sure the kids get across the street safe. Make sure they get to the cars. Their parents are here to pick them up. If their ride is not here, usually I have them to stand by me until their ride come up. They're running late. I'm not going to do no more if they're my own blood children. I'm going to fuss at them if I see them doing something.
But she says she doesn't usually have problems.
If I see somebody just want to go and start a fight, what I do is I intervene right then and there and tell them, hey, it's not going to happen. Either you're going to go home or I'm going to call the principal and give her your name, and then she's going to deal with the consequence when you get to school tomorrow. They'll listen. They'll say, okay, Ms. Dyson, I'm finna go, because they know they don't want to get in trouble.
It seems almost too simple. Put civilian adults on corners around schools in their neighborhood. Pay them $12 or $13 an hour to stand there and watch. But peer-reviewed academic articles about Safe Passage are now coming out. Their conclusions are that the program is effective in bringing down crime. University of Illinois economist Ignacio Sarmiento Barbieri worked on a study that found violent crime drops by 14% along streets with Safe Passage workers.
Once they arrive, crime goes down, and then it stays down after they leave.
He says it tends to stay down for 2 or 3 hours. And Sarmiento Barbieri and his colleagues found that Safe Passage does not just push the crime to other streets.
There's no displacement of crime.
What's happening, he says, is crime deterrence because of who the Safe Passage workers are.
They hire from within the community, so the guy guarding the street may know you. Now it's easier for someone to identify you and report you. So that makes the cost of conducting business, of doing a criminal enterprise in these blocks, higher.
Brooklyn College sociologist Alex Vitale says Chicago's main response to violent crime over the years has been gang suppression by police.
The research shows that those kinds of approaches, even when they're successful, come with a huge amount of collateral consequences in terms of high levels of incarceration, police use of force, etc. So I've been looking for non-policing strategies to try to deal with these kinds of problems.
Safe Passage is run by the school district through nonprofit organizations based in neighborhoods. The police department doesn't play a big role, and Vitale says that's important.
Informal social controls generally work much better than formal social controls. In other words, when we can do things at the community level rather than involving police and courts and prisons, they tend to be more effective.
You have to create a culture where community members play a role in owning that safety.
Jadine Chow is safety chief for Chicago Public Schools. She's overseen Safe Passage expansions over the years. The program now includes 1,300 workers on routes around 160 schools, about a quarter of public schools citywide. Safe Passage workers also stand around some parks to help kids get to summer programs. This summer, the number of parks is expanding to 40.
Our strategy with Safe Passage is to really, you know, sort of spread the culture to make sure that people understand that we can keep children safe together. It doesn't need to just be police's job. This is all of our jobs as well.
The school district says its Safe Passage budget for the current school year is $21 million. And to put that number in context, the city is spending more than $100 million a year for a police expansion that totaled 1,000 cops.
How are you all today?
Near the end of her Safe Passage shift, Carolyn Dyson relocates from the street corner to a school door where kids in after-school programs are streaming out.
This is usually the group that gets out at 4:30.
Many of the kids give her fist bumps as they pass.
Okay, amazing. Can't bounce that ball when you get them coming over here. Come on.
When Dyson's working for Safe Passage, she sometimes comes into contact with young people selling drugs or guarding gang turf.
They might, you know, be doing their thing. They're like, man, move back. Here come Ms. Dyson. Or they call me. You know how most of them give you a little name. Here come Mama, a street name. Here come Mama, move back. And they'll give me that respect, you know. And then I just tell them, you know, be safe. Stay out of trouble. And then, you know, they usually say, okay, Mama, we got you. You know, they move on.
When she sees them another day, she says she keeps the communication channels open.
If they give up, drop out of school, nobody to look up to, we have to make sure we help, you know, help the kids.
Dyson says some of the guys on the block also look out for her.
If they see somebody that they don't know, they're going to make sure I'm cool and going to watch that person. You know, that's what they do.
They're watching over you.
They're watching over me and making sure that I'm all right because they know how I used to do them. I used to tell them, you know, hey, straighten up, do this, go to school.
She says the gang members respect her and protect her. But that points to a larger problem. Safe Passage helps tamp down violent crime while the workers are on duty and for a few hours after. But the people carrying out the violence are still out there. Something else is needed to pull them out of that life. Tomorrow, my colleague Patrick Smith will look at a program that's trying to do that, trying to get the city's most violent young men out of gangs, even when they don't want to leave them. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.